Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, July 28th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Telvantis and Adya signed strategic MOU to launch digital transformation and telecom services in Canada and internationally. Telvantis Voice Services Inc., a subsidiary of Telvantis Inc., and Adya Inc., have signed a memorandum of understanding to collaborate on telecom services, cloud technologies, and digital transformation in Canada and international markets. The partnership will focus on providing IoT connectivity services, exploring fintech opportunities, collaborating on cloud-based communication services, and expanding voice and SMS trade. This collaboration aims to bring innovative solutions to the telecom landscape. CEOs Michael Abdu and Samer Bishay are excited about the potential of this partnership to drive high-margin opportunities and enhance digital offerings. The companies will begin operationalizing the partnership immediately, with projects expected to launch in Q3 2025.
Compass Diversified announces extended forbearance. Compass Diversified, listed on NYSE as CODI, has extended its forbearance agreement with lenders until October 24, 2025. The company's $100 million revolving credit facility now has $60 million available during this period. The initial forbearance was due to financial and accounting irregularities at its subsidiary, Lugano Holdings, Inc. The investigation is ongoing, focusing solely on Lugano and not affecting other CODI subsidiaries. CEO Elias Sabo reassured stakeholders of normal operations and healthy balance sheets across the company's other eight subsidiaries with strong cash flow. CODI remains committed to maximizing value for all stakeholders.
BFCH eliminates $2 million in convertible debt at 2,400% premium to market, unlocking a clean path forward. Bitfrontier Capital Holdings, Inc. has announced the full retirement of all outstanding legacy convertible debt obligations, eliminating over $2 million in overhang. This move sets the stage for a new chapter under the company's CEO, Dr. Jordan P. Belencic. The debt is redeemable to common equity at $1 per share, representing a premium of approximately 2,400% above the current market price. This strategic restructuring reflects the company's focus on restoring shareholder trust through responsible governance. With the capital structure cleaned up, BFCH enters the second half of 2025 with no convertible debt on its balance sheet and total liabilities reduced to under $94,000, a reduction of more than 95%. The company anticipates further reducing or eliminating these remaining liabilities in the months ahead.
Surprise backers of Mexico's fintech unicorn Plata revealed. Michael Calvi, the private equity investor known for backing successful tech firms, is now supporting Plata, a Mexican digital bank valued at over $1.5 billion. Calvi, co-founder of Baring Vostok, is advising Plata alongside tech entrepreneur Oleg Tinkoff. Plata, founded in 2023, is considering international expansion into Colombia and other Latin American markets. The company recently placed a $120 million senior unsecured bond, oversubscribed due to high demand. Plata's CEO, Neri Tolardo, sees Mexico as a hub for financial innovation, with a large young population and a focus on financial inclusion. Plata aims to fill a gap in Mexico's banking sector with its mobile-first platform, offering credit, payments, and future savings and insurance products. While an IPO is a possibility in the future, no timeline has been confirmed. Plata is on track to reach profitability in 6 to 9 months, already earning $25 million per month in revenue.
Tompkins Financial Corp. reports improved Q2 financial results. Tompkins Financial Corporation reported diluted earnings per share of $1.50 for the second quarter of 2025, up 9.5% from the prior quarter and 36.4% from the same quarter in 2024. Net income for Q2 was $21.5 million, up 9.1% from Q1 and 36.9% from Q2 2024. Year-to-date, diluted earnings per share were $2.08, a 25.3% increase from the same period in 2024. President and CEO Stephen Romain highlighted positive momentum, with growth in average loans, deposits, and fee-based services revenue. Net interest margin improved to 3.08%, total loans increased by 1.8%, and total deposits were up 6.8% from the previous year. The company's liquidity position remained stable, with access to $1.5 billion in liquidity at June 30, 2025.
Johns Hopkins and GBC announced transition of Be Local initiative to GBC. The Greater Baltimore Committee, GBC, and Johns Hopkins University and Medicine announced today that management of the BLocal program is transitioning from Johns Hopkins to GBC. BLocal, a successful economic impact initiative co-led by Johns Hopkins since 2016, supports local hiring, procurement, and investment in the Baltimore region. GBC will undertake a feasibility study supported by the Annie E. Casey Foundation to shape the next phase of BLocal's evolution. BLocal committed over $69 million in its initial 3 years to invest in Baltimore City businesses and residents, with partners spending over $1.4 billion on goods and services from local businesses and hiring more than 4,000 Baltimore City residents. The relaunch of BLocal aligns with GBC's multi-year agenda to drive inclusive economic growth across the region.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.